former police officer says increasing police patrols in shopping malls may just shift smash and grabs to other stores. The police say they're increasing foot and vehicle patrols at malls after a series of violent robberies, mostly targeting jewellery stores. Our reporter Mohammed Al-Fayshat talked to shoppers at Auckland's Westfield St Luke's.
I didn't see any police during my visit to St Luke's yesterday, even though last week a jewellery store was the scene of a violent smash and grab. There are more security staff, but shoppers I spoke to say that's not good enough.
Definitely need more security, because I mean you get all the young fellows who go around doing all the ramrods and stuff and they just don't give a shit about anybody.
After what had happened, it's just like an uneasy feeling, especially knowing that there's not a lot of security on at all times and hardly ever see them coming around our area, so as long as we're safe.
A former crisis negotiator for police, Lance Burdett, says having more police assigned to shopping centres may help to deter offenders.
It's much better than having security patrols for a start, because the police are a greater deterrent. The trouble is you get dragged into all sorts of other things, so they have to actually assign police to do that. It's no good just saying, hey, can you guys and girls, can you drive around that shopping centre every time instead of driving around it? So they have to be absolutely committed to doing it.
He says it may lead offenders to target smaller retailers.
It may just move that on to somewhere else. That's the other thing. They might just start going to, instead of going to the malls, they might go to that, you know, shop that's sitting out alone. And so it could end up moving the problem. But certainly it's better than doing nothing.
The chief executive of the New Zealand Security Association, Gary Morrison, admits extra security personnel won't solve the problem.
We've seen more guards employed by the malls at this stage with additional patrols, that's foot patrols and vehicle patrols, and also some retailers putting security staff on their doors. It's a small step towards addressing it, but really won't fix the problem until we get tougher on crime and look to have some ramifications.
Police say they regularly work with mall management to keep stores secure.
And there are media reports this morning of a ram raid at a jewellery store in Takapuna. We will have more details on that in the news later on here on Morning Report.